Welcome to the Nativist Podcast, where we tap into our instinct and natural power to live intuitively. The ultimate goal is to leave the world healthier and more beautiful than we found it. It all starts on the individual level by cultivating our mind-body connection. Whether you're on a healing journey or just want to look and feel your best, I hope by the end you feel a little happier, a little more inspired, and a little more invested in yourself and the world. Please remember to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review. Thank you. Hello, you made it. Again, well, maybe this is your first time listening. Maybe you're a repeat customer. Either way, so psyched you're here. Thank you for being here. So today's episode is might seem a little out there for you. Maybe you don't have any experience with this. It's fascinating whether you have heard of it before, whether you've experienced it before or not. And the more I dug into it, the more fascinated I became. There's so much to this, and this is kind of just scratching the surface. But what kind of led to this particular episode is, well, kind of directly, is I do a Friday 5 email every week. I send out an email with just 5 things that are on my mind. I usually like to include a tip. I like to include, what else do I like to include? A quote. Usually I report on what I'm reading and then just whatever else is going on in my mind or my life. So I had included a part about sound healing and sound frequencies. And the more I started writing, the more I realized there was to include. And I'm like, there's way too much to try to squeeze into this because I try not to make those Friday 5 emails too lengthy. I can get pretty wordy and lengthy, so I try to limit myself. But there's just so much to say on this, and the world needs to know if you don't know already. And so I thought for sure I need to turn this into an episode. So that's where we are. That's what we're going to focus on today, because this is one of my latest fixations. I don't have just one. I have many, but we'll get to those later, the other ones. Today, we're talking healing sound frequencies. Not even just for healing, it's just, we'll get into that. There's just so much in this realm, and it's really cool. Okay, so what even led to this? Okay, so you might have heard of a sound bath. So it's kind of that same concept, right? And we'll get into the granularities and the details of this. Hopefully not in a boring way. Hopefully this hooks your attention because I think it's interesting. But I will explain it and I will explain the concepts behind this and the science and what you need to know. And so we'll get pretty in depth with this, but just staying on the surface for a second. You're welcome. Staying on the surface for a second. I'll just talk about my experience and what led me down this path. So again, I'd heard of sound baths, and I've always been very big on sounds. And like, I always have to have something playing, not necessarily because I'm big on sounds. It's because of like an ADHD thing. I always have to have some sort of stimulation. But sounds, I know there is a term, and what I can't remember what the term is, where people just really delight in sounds. That's the word that came to mind. But it really just affects them on a physical level. So like, I remember growing up, I'd always loved the sound of shoes clicking on the floor, like you, if you'd be watching TV or in a movie or something. I just would love the sound of heels just walking on the floor, or just drawers opening and closing, and just weird things like that would just really be pleasurable for me. That sounds weird, especially as I'm talking about being a little kid, but it just generated this really nice, pleasant sensation. And I know some people feel certain sounds. So it's kind of the same idea. And I know misophonia is that condition where like the sound of people chewing can enrage people. So this is kind of the opposite of that. And like ASMR, where you really love the sound of certain things. And I just have always loved sounds. The sound of running water just sends me just another level. I love it. It soothes me. It nurtures me on the deepest of levels. Just really does something to me, you know? I just really love it. So you might be one of those people, you might not. Either way, this is still interesting stuff. This still applies to you. You can still use some of these principles, some of these concepts. Really cool. So now you kind of know my headspace, kind of where I was. And I had heard a while ago, because I was familiar with sound baths, and I think my friend had actually posted on the benefits of the 432 hertz frequencies. And we'll get into what hertz are and like frequencies and all of that. We'll explain all of that. But my friend had posted on that. And so I looked up on Spotify a sound list for that. And I found this list or this track, this playlist. And so it was called 432 hertz miracle. So that's just 432 HC miracle sleep tone. And I found it on Spotify under 432 hertz deep healing by miracle tones. And we'll get into how you can find what you need to find on the platforms. But so this is what I found on Spotify. So I play it. And I decided to play it because I do a red light therapy mask, just red light mask nightly. I try to do it nightly. And so I was like, oh, that's a good idea. I'll just kind of combine the two. And I will meditate while I'm red lighting it up. And so that way I can kind of kill two birds with one stone. So that's what I decided to do. So I played the first track on this and it was like a miracle sleep tone. Wow. Okay. I'm not exaggerating here. And before I would have thought I would be exaggerating because nothing like this has ever happened to me before. And I welcome and accept that it happens to other people, but I had never personally experienced this. But I still can't believe it happened. So, and I don't mean to like unnecessarily hype this up. Now you're going to hear it and you're going to be like, what? That's no big deal. But anyways, so I play this track within the first 5 to 10 seconds. Again, no exaggeration. My head literally, not figuratively, not, you know, how everybody overuses the word literally, but my head literally just went forward, dropped, my chin dropped, and I was out. Totally asleep, completely asleep. It was wild, wild. And then I came to like a few minutes later and I was like, did that just happen? Couldn't believe it. I had never experienced anything like that before. And so I thought, well, maybe that was just a fluke. Maybe I was just really exhausted or something that would explain that experience. So then I tried it a few more times over the next few days, same experience. And it doesn't do that to me anymore. It still chills me out and calms me. And I usually try to listen to that particular track before bed. Like I'll just play it. And it's like 2 minutes long, that particular track, I think. And I'll play it before bed. Not every night, but I try to many nights. So it doesn't completely conk me out anymore. But again, like I said, it really does chill me out. But wow. I had never felt anything like that before. And so that intrigued me and that resonated with me. And so showed me there's something to this, at least personally. I really felt it. And so that kind of launched me forward. Not particularly then. So I guess fast forward a few years, because this was a few years ago. And then a while ago, someone I follow on Instagram, and I love her. I actually met her in person. I think I might have mentioned her on here before, but I follow her because I first came across her in the Beachbody world. And if you've done Turbo Fire, any of those Turbo Jams, or Shalene Extreme, or any of those workout programs she used to have, and she does Pio, she created Pio. So she had many Beachbody workouts. She was a Beachbody trainer, and she holds the Guinness Book of World Records for, like, I think most fitness videos or infomercials or something. So anyways, completely unnecessary information that you did not need to know that is not relevant to this. But anyways, she is a phenomenal businesswoman also. So she's not in Beachbody anymore and she doesn't do those. She hasn't created any new fitness programs or anything. I mean, that's still an important part of her life. But now she focuses on business creation because she has a business empire with many different facets. And then ADHD, that's her niche. And so I really relate to her there. And I actually, like I said, met her in person, loved her, loved her, loved her. Anyways, so she had posted about binaural beats and how they helped her focus as an ADHDer, as a neurodivergent. So I looked into them and I'm doing this new project at work and it requires some pretty intense focusing. And so I thought, oh, this is a perfect time to get into those binaural beats, and I'll explain what binaural beats are in a sec. But tried it, instantly hooked, was like, why don't I do this more? I love this. Because if you're a neurodivergent, if you're ADHD, you'll know what I'm talking about, most likely. You need low level of stimulation at all times to be able to focus. So this is why it helps to have some sort of activity. Like, for example, like I used to color when I was little, and I found that I was able to focus and understand. My mom would take me to her college classes and I would color, and I just remember, oh, it was so easy to focus when I was coloring. So I made that connection. And then as I grew up and got older, I just realized I would always need to be moving or stimulated in some way, like doing a puzzle, doodling, drawing, whatever it was, for me to be able to focus. So if I'm sitting there talking to you and I'm just not doing anything but listening to you, it is challenging for me to understand and focus on what you're saying. I can do it, but sometimes I physically feel like I cannot. And it's not even just a discipline thing. I just honestly feel like it's just beyond me. Like my mind kind of just shuts down and is off to the races. And well, that kind of sounds contradictory, but it's just hard for me to focus. Can you tell as I'm trying to talk to you about this? So that's like why I would pace when I talk on the phone. Anyways, so it helps to have low level stimulation. And so that's kind of what binaural beats would do. And I have a colleague who, same thing, she's a neurodivergent. She was just recently diagnosed with ADHD. And so I started listening to the binaural beats, and then like 15 minutes later, I pinged her and I was like, yo, you gotta try this. So she did. 5 minutes later, she pinged me. She's like, whoa, you were so right. Where has this been? This is a game changer. And so she's like, I gotta download this, like get an iPad, get this for my son. And I'm like, that's such a great idea for kids. And I wanted to do it for my niece. So it works. It worked for her. Might work for you. So let's get into exactly what sound frequencies even are, what their healing properties are and capacities are. Let's just really kind of explain what the heck I'm even talking about. So hopefully that will help. So frequency, as it relates to sound, is the rate at which something vibrates or repeats. So in the context of frequency healing, these vibrations are the waves that are emitted when sound is produced by instruments such as the human voice. You have drums, tuning forks, and gongs, and there are so many other tools too, and we'll kind of get into that too. So by transmitting and resonating energy through these vibrational frequencies, healing with frequencies can be a powerful way of just naturally activating and restoring the body's health and well-being. So you're working with your body, you're aligning the frequencies in your body. And like I've talked about before, and like science is catching up, vibes are a thing, energy is a thing. It's just simply like you get into the physics of it and it all makes sense. Energy operates like on frequencies and waves. And that's why you can really nerd out and get into the physics behind it, and it all tracks. It's all backed by physics and science. And that's what kind of makes it so cool too. And now that science is really catching up and exploring more of this so-called woo-woo stuff and substantiating it, that makes it even better. So when I talk about, I want to clarify, when I talk about healing, again, I kind of mentioned before, you don't, to benefit from healing frequencies doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have anything to heal too. It's also just restoring or encouraging, generating just overall well-being too. And or it's not even that you're trying to heal something. It also just helps your body just operate optimally. And there are so many different frequencies that achieve different purposes. And so there's like for example, on my Spotify, I have a playlist for like highest self, where that's like just overall well-being and just feeling good, not necessarily like healing anything. And then I also have a playlist called Heal, and then that's like thyroid healing, and then whatever, like you can get very specific tracks at very specific frequencies for specific purposes. So again, it doesn't necessarily need to be that you're healing anything, but it can be used for healing. And we'll talk about what you can heal with it too, reportedly. And research really is catching up with all of this, so it's really cool. So again, we're talking about vibrational frequencies, transmitting and resonating energy through these vibrational frequencies. And we're also not talking about miracle cures. So if you start listening to sound frequencies, I'm not saying you're going to completely heal your broken leg. You're going to completely transform your thyroid issue or whatever other condition you have. It could definitely help, and I feel like it's really helped me, and I'm kind of new to this journey too, so I haven't had any blood work done to confirm any of this, but I feel to my core, I feel so much better, so I feel like that counts for something too. So we need to know where we've been to know where we are, so let's get into the history of this. The concept of healing with frequency is not new. It's been around for thousands of years, since the ancient times, all over the world. It's been around for a long time. And the early medicine, women and men used healing frequencies through many different methods. So you had singing and dancing and drumming and chanting and so many different kinds. You had the Australian Aborigines. You had Siberian shamans playing sacred medicine healing drums. So many different kinds of healers and practicers of this. And these healing practices, think about it, have endured over thousands of years and many different places. So that kind of shows us that there's something to the sound frequency thing, right? That's kind of what it seems. Otherwise, it would have fallen by the wayside if there was nothing to it. Not always, because I know that there are some superstitions and other things that have persisted, but who's to say what's real and what's not real and all of that? And it's all in the mind of the beholder. And I mean, there are a lot of different factors at play here. So let's keep an open mind. But thousands of years ago, actually, Pythagoras, if you remember the Pythagorean theorem, might ring a bell. So he theorized that musical frequencies had the power to positively affect and heal the body. So there's actually a book, Porphyry, on the life of Pythagoras, and it said that Pythagoras healed psychic and bodily sufferings with rhythm, songs, and incantations. And he had songs and paeans for physical ailments. So when he sang them, he relieved fatigue. And he also could cause forgetfulness of grief, calming of anger, and redirection of desire. And he also observed a connection between mathematical ratios and various musical chords, laying the foundations for a form of healing with frequency. And in more recent years, scientists have studied the effects of frequency on the human body. They're studying it more and more. So cool. And research has revealed that frequencies, both sound and rhythms, can positively affect a number of key bodily functions, including stress reduction, blood pressure reduction, anxiety and depression reduction. So when a frequency is directed towards the body, especially when using the frequencies in your own voice, it can help restore balance and switch on your body's rest, digest, and restore mode. And that's also known as your parasympathetic nervous system. So your sympathetic nervous system activates all of that, and then your parasympathetic nervous system calms all of that. And so in this mode, it's just triggering your body's natural healing response. So again, what even is frequency healing? So it's often termed as sound healing or vibrational healing, and it's a therapeutic approach that uses sound frequencies and vibrations to promote physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Completely non-invasive, non-invasive. And so remember how we talked about our energies in our body? So it just basically aligns the body's energies and frequencies to a harmonious state. So things can just hum right along and work optimally. So that's the whole idea. So speaking of working optimally, does it actually work? We see more and more interest in using sound for various ailments and to boost human health overall. And research is suggesting this actually works. And there are many different studies on this, which is pretty dang cool. So in the realm of healing techniques, sound has been around, as we've talked about, for many years, and now it's being more explored from a scientific perspective. Jeffrey Thompson, he is the founder of the Center for Neuroacoustic Research, says different frequencies target the various densities in the body, and he uses a vibroacoustic sound therapy table for frequency healing. And again, we'll get into all of this, but as the frequency slowed down from 500 to 400 hertz, and a hertz is one cycle per second, you can feel it more in your muscles than your joints than in your bones. So he's saying that you can give a vibrational massage down all the way to your cells. And then he can do cranial work with sound and work on organs. And so you're finding frequencies to elevate the body's cells to a super healing state, rebuilding more tissue. So that's really freaking cool, because I didn't read that until after I started feeling it, after I started listening to these frequencies that I've been listening to. And the cool thing is, one of the cool things is that's how exactly how I described it to a few different people. I said, it feels like your cells are buzzing. Those were my words. It feels like my cells are buzzing. Like I can just like feel a humming through my body, and it just activates those, and you can just feel affected cellularly. Whoa, I just cannot even fully capture and express the sensation and what it feels like, at least for me. And again, I don't know if this is because I'm very sensitive to sound. So I'm interested and curious if you have the same experience. So let me know if you do. Reach out on Instagram or whatever. How cool is that though? And so like psychoacoustic expert Joshua Lead says, there's more on sound science than ever before. Like I said, more and more research being done and exploration being done. And we know what is happening molecularly. So in the future, what we think of as sound healing will be called frequency medicine. And so he kind of says how sound frequency healing now is kind of where yoga was 15 years ago. So think about how before yoga was as mainstream as it is now, it was kind of more obscure, kind of woo-woo. And maybe let's think like 20 years ago, 15 years ago. But you know what I mean? Like it seemed like it was just not, seemed like it was such a niche group of people who practiced it and did it. And now more and more we see the benefits of yoga and just how dang good it is for us. So kind of the same idea with this. So let's get more into how it works. So in this Joshua Leeds, who I talked about before, he's the author of The Power of Sound, if you want to read that. And he knows his stuff when it comes to psychoacoustics. He is an expert, and he studies the effects of sound on the human nervous system. And like he said, people are realizing that sound is a viable medium to address distress, enhance learning, and even work with an autistic child, because people can just respond, their bodies respond to this. And much of the current work is based on the early 1970s research of biophysicist Gerald Oster. And Oster showed that when a tone is played in one ear and a slightly different tone is played in the other ear, the difference causes the brain to create a third internal tone called a binaural beat. Remember me talking about binaural beats before? So that's what is called a binaural beat. And the theory is that this syncs the brain waves in both hemispheres, a process dubbed brain wave entrainment. So let's talk about brain waves for a second, because we have, they say, 5 different brain waves, and our bodies go into these different brain waves at different times, and they mean different things, and they have different effects on us. So we have, let's see, we have beta, we have gamma, we have delta. So many different kinds, and we'll go through and say what they are and what they mean. So delta waves, so think like delta deep sleep. And they're associated with deep levels of relaxation and restorative sleep. So to remember, think delta for deep, like deep sleep. And they're the slowest recorded brain waves in humans, and higher levels are more commonly found in young children. And they're attributed to many of our unconscious bodily functions, such as regulating the cardiovascular and the digestive systems and stuff like that. And so each brainwave has a frequency range. So for delta, it's 0 hertz to 4 hertz. So that's the slowest. And so then like we have an optimal range, and then we have high levels and low levels. And so like for high levels, that's associated with brain injuries, learning problems, inability to think, severe ADHD, and then low levels, inability to rejuvenate body, inability to revitalize the brain, poor sleep. You get the idea. Then comes theta waves, and they're known as the suggestible waves. And that's because of their prevalence when one is in a trance or a hypnotic state. And theta waves are optimal, and the when you're wanting to go under hypnosis because you have like hypnosis therapy, or if you've been in a high school assembly or a state fair and they're doing hypnosis, that's the kind of brainwave that you want. So the frequency range for that is 4 hertz to 8 hertz. And then for high levels, you have ADHD or hyperactivity, depressive states, impulsive activity, or inattentiveness. And then low levels, anxiety symptoms, poor emotional awareness, higher stress levels. And the optimal range is means that you have maximum creativity, deep emotional connection with oneself and others, greater intuition and relaxation. Then you have your alpha waves, and these are the frequency bridge between our conscious thinking, which is beta, and our subconscious, which is our theta. And so alpha waves are known to help calm you down and promote feelings of deeper relaxation and content. And the frequency range, 8 hertz to 12 hertz, and then high levels, too much daydreaming, over-relaxed state, or an inability to focus, and then low levels, OCD, anxiety symptoms, and higher stress levels. Okay, beta waves. These are the high-frequency waves, and they are most commonly found in awake humans. And they're channeled during conscious states, such as cognitive reasoning, calculation, reading, speaking, or thinking. And higher levels of beta waves are found to channel a stimulating, arousing effect, which explains how the brain will limit the amount of alpha waves if heightened beta activity occurs. But if you have too much beta activity, this could lead to stress and anxiety, and that would lead you to feel overwhelmed and stressed, and that's not what we want. And beta waves are increased by drinking stimulants like coffee or L-theanine or nootropics or cognitive enhancers. So beta, think of it as the get stuff done state of mind. So the frequency range for that, 12 hertz to 40 hertz, and high levels, you're feeling anxious, you can't relax, you feel an adrenaline surge, you're feeling stressed, and then low levels, you're depressed, poor cognitive ability, and you just can't pay attention. And then gamma waves. This is a more recent discovery in the field of neuroscience, and so we're still understanding how they work and what they're about. But the frequency range for gamma, 40 hertz to 100 hertz, and the high levels are anxiety and stress, and the low levels are depression, ADHD, and learning issues. Gamma waves are found to be important for learning, memory, and processing, and they are used as a binding tool for our senses to process new information. A lot there, right? A lot to know about brainwaves. And so to kind of summarize, because I know that was really nerdy. So your brain basically constantly produces bursts of electrical activity, and that's how groups of neurons in your brain communicate with each other. And so when your brain produces these electrical pulses, that's what's known as brainwave activity. So your brain produces 5 different kinds of brainwaves, each which operates at a different speed. And from fastest to slowest, the 5 different types of brainwaves include gamma, beta, alpha, theta, and delta. And then each different kind means a different effect on your body, and it signifies a different state of mind and a different process that's going on in your body. And so, for example, binaural beats, they can put you in a theta state of mind. And a 2017 study found that a certain type of binaural beat helps some people achieve a meditative state. And so we're still figuring out how all of that works, though, too. Suffice to say, after all of that, when the brain is in synchronicity, there's more focus. That's what you need to know. And different brainwave patterns affect emotions, and they affect them differently. And there is like a system that uses sounds like rain and crystal bowls with a pulsing tone underneath. They have like products like that, and that can help achieve certain brainwaves and certain effects on your body. Lots of different products out there that can help with all of this, but they've just found what a profound effect these things are having on people's physical health and how frequencies really are impacting people. Like I said, physical health, not just mental health. So people are using it who have chronic pain, irritable bowel syndrome, psoriasis, things that are exacerbated by stress, because it's all interconnected. It's all connected, and it's affected by the frequencies, and it's affected by your body. And if your body is out of alignment, especially energetically or with those frequencies, or it's just not aligned like it should be, and where it's affected by stress and you're not able to have the proper flow from brainwave to brainwave at the proper times, it all affects it. So you can understand, because we know now how integral or how impactful stress is on the body. Like they say, that's far more of an indicator of early death than smoking and drinking and all of that. So stress is a huge deal. And so if you have something that can calm that stress, then that would make sense why that would affect all of the conditions that you could have, like chronic pain or anything else. And then they have all these studies they've done. So for example, mood improvement. In a 2018 study published in Frontiers in Psychiatry, researchers found that after just 3 months of vagus nerve stimulation, study participants suffering from depression saw a remission rate of 17%. And after 1 year of treatment, the remission rate rose to 33%. And then better brain health. Studies in the Journal of Natural Science, Biology, and Medicine have shown that vagus nerve stimulation increases neurogenesis, the formation of new brain cells, in the hippocampus, a part of the brain that plays a critical role in learning and memory. And then reduced high blood pressure. In another 2018 study published in the Journal of Traditional and Complementary Medicine, 54 participants regularly performed a vagal stimulation technique for 3 months, resulting in an 81% reduction in hyperreactivity, or stress-induced blood pressure changes, and significantly lower diastolic blood pressure numbers. So you see, scientific evidence is supporting sound frequencies for healing. Numerous studies have shown that. It's just really cool, and it shows that it even promotes faster healing. It helps your sleep patterns, enhances meditation, decreases stress, all of that good stuff. And there's so many different tools. Like I said, you have Tibetan singing bowls, crystal bowls, tuning forks, even your own voice that you can use, Spotify playlists or any other music platform or YouTube or anything. You can find this stuff anywhere. Just quick internet search. So how long does it take for it to work? It depends. It can vary person to person. And some, like me, might experience immediate relief or relaxation, while others may notice effects over a more extended period of regular listening or treatment. So sometimes you have to give it some time. Me, I noticed it right away. What frequency do humans vibrate at? So humans, at their molecular level, vibrate at different frequencies. So it kind of just depends. Like, you're vibing differently. Really, literally. Cool, huh? So according to existing research, the natural frequency of a human standing body is about 7.5 hertz. And the frequency of a sitting posture is generally 4 to 6 hertz. So where to start? Might seem a little overwhelming. It really doesn't have to be. And I think a lot of it is just exploration and feeling what really does resonate. Again, I'm using literally a lot, but not in the popular culture kind of way, because I really do mean this. Like, what literally resonates with you? What sounds resonate with you? What you feel your body responding to? And this just takes some time with, I'll give you some guidance to start you out, but it does just take a little bit of experimentation and playing and see, ooh, does this affect me? Do I like this? Do I feel good with this? Like I said, an internet search. So you might hear about solfeggio frequencies. So solfeggio frequencies are said to be a part of a 6-tone scale that dates back hundreds and hundreds of years, centuries. And it's believed to have incorporated sacred music, such as the famous and beautiful Gregorian chants. So you might have heard of the Gregorian chants. And so solfeggio just refers to using syllables to note scale tones, like think do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. So you'll see solfeggio a lot when you go to look up different sounds. But like I said, there are so many different places to start. So how do you know the best place to start? Well, each frequency carries its own unique vibration that travels through the air and is interpreted by our brains as distinct sounds. So for example, let's say I was playing the piano and you would note that the note C sounds different from the note A. So why do they sound different? The reason is those two notes vibrate at a slightly different frequency. So when we're referring to sound waves like hertz or HZ, this measures the speed air molecules are vibrated by the sound. So 432 hertz would equal 432 vibrations per second. And so again, there are so many different ways and different tracks. So you'll see a lot of the different hertz. So let's get into some of them. So 174 hertz. Some sources say this solfeggio frequency can help reduce pain and stress, or is even a special healing frequency. 285 hertz. Some claim this frequency can promote cellular regeneration and recovery of physical wounds like cuts, burns, and more. 639 hertz. This frequency lands between the note like E flat and E. Not that you necessarily need to know that. And so A lot of people say this helps with interpersonal relationships and love. 741 Hertz. This one is said to promote spiritual awakening. You don't need to know the different Hertz. That's not what needs to guide your selection, because really it makes it so easy. And again, it really is just starting somewhere and then listening and trying a few different samples and just playing around and dabbling in all the different options that are out there. And again, you can just go on the internet and search. But really, a lot of these tracks, like the ones on Spotify, there are so many, and the tracks themselves, like the songs, you could say, they will be labeled. So you have one like this is for, let me pull up my website, and not my website, my tracks, my Spotify tracks. And so I have one like recovering and healing frequency and heal damage in the body, instant healing, mental detox, DNA repair. The DNA repair, oh, I love that one. I feel it in my core. I have one, thyroid function. And so again, you don't even necessarily need to know the actual Hertz, but just start listening and seeing again what feels good to you. I hope that made some sense. I hope I wasn't too granular and esoteric. I hope that was cohesive and I hope it made sense to you. And I hope you are as interested. Well, I don't need to say that I hope you're as interested in this as I am, because I'm really, really interested in it. So that might be a little unrealistic for everybody else, but I hope you give it some time and some attention and just play around with it and see if it benefits you at all, if it's something that you want to incorporate in your life, because this might just be a missing link for you, or it might just really be a great enhancement for your life. So try it out. I'm curious to see your experience, and I love you.